Sunday the 18th of December 2022, 9 o'clock service. Sermon series, God Loves You. Sermon title wasn't specified, but I believe it's God Loves You. The Bible reading was from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, and the talk is by Reverend Elwon John.
The reading this morning is from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23. The supremacy of Christ. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile in himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behaviour, but now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel, this is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. And this is the word of the Lord.
I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's great that we are in the Colossians, because it is possibly the most Christ-centered book in the Bible. Now the whole Bible, both Old Testament and the New Testament, about Jesus Christ. No doubt about it. But Colossians focused greatly on the person and work of Jesus Christ. In this passage, we look at the verse 15 to 23, where the overriding theme is the preeminence of Jesus Christ, to get a little more. Specific, it is his preeminence based on the unique person of Jesus Christ as creator of heaven and earth, as the head and the beginning of whole creation. In the first verse 15, there is written, he is the image of invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. And verse 19, there's written, it is was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him. The most important question that everyone can ask and explore is, who is Jesus Christ? So much rides on knowing the answer to that question. Jesus himself, when he walked on this earth, turned to his disciple one day when he was in Caesarea Philippi. He asked, what do people think about me? Some people think about you, think about me. But then what about you? Who do you say I am? It is a critical question. No, the church at the Colossians was coming under attack from different groups. You had what would later become known as a Gnosticism. And one of their beliefs was that Jesus was not God, but was himself as a created being. So it does not matter if it is 2,000 years ago or today, enemy, if he is the successful, always tries to undermine the foundation, and that foundation is the person and work of Jesus Christ. So it is today. Look at what some of the different religions, cults teach concerning Jesus. Buddhism. What Buddhism says about Jesus. Jesus is not recognized as the deity. Buddhism also does not affirm the existence of the living God. Sikhism. Hare Krishna. Jesus is one of their guru, but Hare Krishna is their God. Hinduism, what the Hinduism says, do not recognize the need for a personal savior, as each one can become God through attaining cosmic consciousness. Islam, what Islam says about Jesus? Islam says, Jesus is only a prophet of Allah, who was superseded by Muhammad. What the Jehovah Witness says, I was so surprised. Jehovah Witness people some few days ago came in my house and knocked my door. And they said, I want to teach you about Jesus Christ. And I said, you're welcome. You can come sit with me and make a coffee for them and sit down and talk about Jesus. What about Jesus? What do you think? Who is Jesus? You know? Says Jesus is a first creation of God. Now what about this? Then they said to me, Jesus created as the spirit child of Elohim, Heavenly Father. And then Elohim Father by one of his wives. And Jesus' brother was Lucifer, who became Satan. Jesus was just one of many gods. What Bible you have? Can you have the same Bible which I have? Sriya? But show me your Bible. Where is it? Show me. Don't be an antichrist. Teach what our Bible says. We have no authority to change even a single statement of the Bible. We have to teach and preach what the Bible says. We can't. Don't be antichrist. Don't teach. Don't whatever the Bible says, we should be preach. But whatever that is, so the enemy does a good job sowing seeds of error and doubt. Either Muhammad, Hinduism, Islamism, Sikhism. But Paul was in no doubt, as thought of, by seeing that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. This means more than just saying that Jesus was like God. It has the thought of the exact representation and manifestation of God. This is, of course, what Jesus said on different occasions during his ministry. One example is when he said before Abraham was, I am. The reaction of those hearing him was to stone him to death for blasphemy, because he was making himself equal with God. Jesus explaining his equality with God to his disciple. Some read the gospel and are drawn to Jesus, but are not too sure about Yahweh from the Old Testament. Some thought misguided, see Jesus as gracious and kind, but see God of the Old Testament as more judgmental and harsh. It is, of course, a false impression, for Jesus is God, and he sometimes had a hard time even getting his disciple to grasp that he is God in the flesh. One example is from the book of John, where Jesus said to the disciple, "If you really knew me, you would know my Father. As well, from now on, you do know me, do not know him, and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us." Jesus answered, "Do not you know, Philip, even after I have been among you such a long time? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do not you believe that I am in the Father and that Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me that when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves." A pretty good reason for that. So we can no longer need to be any confusion. Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Who has seen me has seen the Father. Jesus said he was and is God in the flesh. And the second verse I would like to highlight, he is the firstborn of all creation. Firstborn, not first created. That was the Jehovah Witness want to try to highlight to me. This creation, the first creation was the Jesus Christ, not anybody else. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. Some cults, that is a cult, like Jehovah Witness, try to use this verse to mean first created. But that is a different Greek word, and it is not what Paul is saying. While this term is used in the Bible, literally of those that are born first, it is also used to represent a preeminence position. For example, Israel as a nation is called the firstborn in the Old Testament, as a King David, yet neither was born first. David was the youngest in his family. But both Israel as a nation and the King David were called the firstborn because of their position and rank in God. They were exalted and given the right and privilege before God that the firstborn had in like manner. This verse tells us Jesus is the chief, the master, the head over all creation, and there is a pretty good reason for that position. He created it all. He is the creator of heaven and earth. In verse 16, there is written very clearly, "For by him all things were created in the heaven and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authority, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together." Just I want to highlight today the sermon series is God's love. When I thinking about the God's love, there's a lot of verses about the God's love. But one verse I always highlight, I want to study and meditate with my wife, and sometimes me and my wife sit together and do the Bible study on the, I put this verse, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." God loves us and gave himself for us. John 3:16 tells us of the love of God, loves for us, and the extent of that love so great that he sacrificed his only son on our behalf. 3:16 teaches us that anyone believes in Jesus Christ, God's son, will be saved. 3:16 gave us the glorious hope of eternal life in heaven through the love of God by sending Jesus on earth to be our Savior. We know that there is so more powerful way to deliver this message than to let John 3:16 speak of itself. After I become a priest, I was still struggling with this verse. How did it really speak to me? Personally, I did not fully understand John 3:16, although many Christians summarize the relationship of God with humanity and the way of salvation. Others consider this same passage as the theme verse in the entire Bible. But I have learned to appreciate the greatness of God's love for me and for you as we slowly grow up trusting the Lord through hardships and problems of our lives. Isaiah says, "Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord Himself is my strength and my defense. He has become our salvation." This is the very great news to celebrate at Christmas. God loves us so much that He sent Jesus with the message of love. We know as believers Christmas is a yearly reminder that God loves me and you. The Bible says God is love. It does not say God has love. It always God is love, and love is His nature. When I knew this, I recommitted and surrendered all my life to love Him even more in return of His love. God loves us so and gave Himself for us. So, my dear brothers and my sisters, every Christmas is a reminder of God's eternal love for me and for you and for the whole world. God bless you all in the name of the Father.
Elwan, thank you. Truly a wonderful word.
Thank you, brother.
When I was talking to the schools, they